Blog Talk Radio.
This is Merle with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Yeah, well, the weather has calmed down for heat, so I think. I mean, I'm looking out the window, and I see it's sunny and Cher at the moment, but, for all I know, it could be in the 80s, and I'm in my house doing the show, so whatever. But the show, well, we have to one guest show. Oh, well, there's a group called Spanglish Fly. It's a premier band that's dedicated to reviving and renewing the music known as Latin Boogaloo. The sound that sprang from the street corners, the transistor radios, the pools, and the clubs of the 1960s Spanish Harlem. Jonathan Goldman is the trumpeter, and he's going to be talking with us about the band and what it's all about. It's coming up because they're going to be performing at the Flushing Town Hall in Queens, in New York, in a few weeks. So I'd like to gonna preview them for an article and get the whole thing on what's going on. But, we, of course, have to have a message from one of my sponsors. Where's the milk?
Hey, Martha. Why do you smile? I was just thinking. I'm here at Ronnie Brook Farms eating delicious grass, not being injected with some synthetic hormones. I just gave birth to another cutie calf and don't even have to deal with any bull. I hear you, Mar. You know what they call cows that can't give milk? No, what, Sal? Utter failure. So, where is our big daddy Ronnie? Probably somewhere exercising, doing yogurt. At Ronniebrook Farms, you'll find the best of dairy products. Our milks vary in butterfat from non-fat to heavy cream. Enjoy the creamy yogurts from the cup or one that you can simply drink with the best of culture without artificial thickeners or additives. We don't have sour cream. We do have creme fraiche. Butter is better when you can choose cinnamon toast to spread on bread or pancakes. And since we scream for ice cream any time of year, you'll love our 16% butterfat. Do you remember getting bottled milk delivered, opening it to find the cream on the top? That is how you'll find our sweet-tasting, cream-lined milk. I'll hand it to you, Sal. Our milk may get past your eyes, but certainly not homogenized. Ronniebrook Farms, where cows always seem to be in a good mood. Check us out at www.ronniebrook.com.
Yes, I'm going to have my milk after the show. But right now, we have Jonathan on the air. Hello, Jonathan.
Hello there. How are you?
Oh, just fine. So, tell us about Spanglish Fly
Well, Spank McFly is a boogaloo band that I started a few years back, and we are excited to be playing Flushing Town Hall coming up on September 23rd. We're playing music that was in the style that was popular in the late 1960s in New York City and around the world, really. Trying to bring it back. We've had a lot of success over the last few years, people discovering a genre they'd never heard before or rediscovering a genre they thought they'd never hear again.
Were there any particular songs back then that we heard, like to stir people's memories? Name the song.
Sure. Well, the closest thing, there are some big hits back in the day, not big like, you know, Beatles big, but there were hits like I Like It Like That and Bang Bang and tunes like that, that if you were listening to the radio back in the late 1960s, listening to your transistor radio out on Jones Beach or something, you would have heard songs like that all the time. They were getting played quite a lot. This was really the first time Latin musicians in the United States were having crossover hits, were having hits played on what they call American radio, as opposed to what they call Spanish radio, which is the stations that played Latin music.
Okay. But wasn't the Boogaloo, wasn't it also a name of a dance?
Sure, yeah. There's a dance that goes with it. The word actually goes back way before Latin Boogaloo does to African-American culture, and the idea of really Boogaloo being a kind of dance for it, which is kind of a freestyle. So it's actually a dance that, unlike most Latin dances where you partner up and you have very specific moves you're supposed to do, it's more of a dance where you get out and you shake your thing and you're on your own. I think that was part of the appeal of the music at the time, and it's part of the appeal of our music, I think, is a lot of people who like Latin music but don't necessarily want to go to a salsa club and be judged by how well they know the steps. They listen to the Boogaloo and they know they can get out there on the dance floor, do what they want, and
right.
And shake it and shake their arms and shake their legs and shake their hips, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it was, you know, it's funny because back then it was like, oh, what's the next dance? Oh, what's the next dance? It was like the pony, the twist, the I can't even remember the locomotion. It was like all these things, and they weren't dances you did with a partner, just necessarily. I mean, you could have a partner or not have a partner, you know, kind of thing. And I don't
right.
know if they
well,
even
I
do that anymore.
Yeah, once in a while something comes along, right? Like, I mean, you know, 20 years ago, there was the Macarena, and everybody was doing that, but it's but it's not really the same way. Our culture doesn't quite work like that anymore. Hey, I wasn't around back then, so I wasn't there out on the dance floor, obviously, but I discovered the music a few years back, and I just couldn't believe that it wasn't better known than it was, so my interest was bringing the music back, and the dance I kind of discovered along the way from people coming up to me and saying, yeah, we used to dance the Boogaloo back in the clubs, back at our house parties, whatever. They'd show me the steps. And it's been a fun thing seeing people of the generation before me come up and, you know, educate me about music that I'm playing.
Actually, the reason that even that I remember the name that there was a dance called the Boogaloo was that there was a movie called Up the Down Staircase, and there was scenes where the kids are dancing, and one of the teachers gets up and dance, and the kid comments, about, oh, you do the Boogaloo great or something like that. And I was, and you see her doing this whatever, you know, kind of thing. And I said, oh, that's that. And I remember that, they're saying the Boogaloo. And
yeah, I'll have to look that.
Yeah. So, what did you your locale? Where is your company located?
Well, not a company. It's just a group of musicians.
A group.
Yeah. We're in New York City. I'm from New York City, and I discovered the music a while back. Music everywhere. Of course, being a native New Yorker, you walk through the streets and that music is omnipresent. But it wasn't something I thought I'd find myself playing necessarily until I discovered Boogaloo music. And I really came to it not from the Latin side, but from the funk and soul side of it, because that was where my interest was. But when I discovered Boogaloo, I went nuts for it and read up a little, you know, where do these sounds come from? Found out that they really originated in El Barrio, right here in Harlem. So I thought to myself, somebody's got to start a band to play this music again, to play it live in New York City where I was born. And after a while, I got tired of waiting. So I started it myself. And I recruited musicians, word of mouth, all over the city. A lot of guys who are really steeped in Latin music and were really curious that someone was starting a band to play, you know, to focus on Latin Boogaloo. And some other guys who are more like me, who are like, yeah, I love this stuff. I've been playing jazz. I've been playing funk. But I want to play something different. So came together over a couple years, and it's been a fun ride ever since. We've got a couple of CDs out, and we're working on a third one right now.
You have one right now, a CD?
Yeah, we have a couple of them out, and we're working on our third. We're in the studio right now working on a third record, but our last record came out just a year ago. It's called, surprisingly enough, it's called New York Boogaloo. We just want to make the straight ahead and make the point of what the music is we're playing. And we've gotten a great response from that one. That's really our first full-length record. Before then, we had done a short record and some singles.
And I guess if you play the trumpet, is that it?
Yeah, it's a trumpet.
Now, what is a vox? I have here that someone plays the vox.
Voice.
Oh, it says V-O-X in parentheses.
I see. Yeah,
Mariela Gonzalez?
Yeah, she's a singer. That's our lead singer right there. Mariela.
Okay.
Excuse me.
So you have the a bass?
Yeah, the band's lined up is.
So you have a bass, you have the, what are timbales? What are they?
Timbales. So the traditional, well, maybe not traditional so much, is the standard Latin percussion arrangement that you see in most salsa bands. It will focus around three guys. It'll be a timbales player, a congo player, and a bongo player. The timbales are the things that Tito Puente played. So, a lot of people know Tito Puente, who's, considered by many of the king of Latin music. So if you picture him, he's playing a couple drums with sticks. It looks like a very small drum kit, but,
Got
a lot of sound out of that timbale set. So the timbales player sort of leads the percussion section, playing those couple drums with a bell on it, maybe with a cymbal or a snare attached, as we do it. the bongo player is the sort of heartbeat of the percussion section, keeping the time straight and really providing the bottom, providing the low notes, the way a bass drum would in a rock band. And the bongo player is there to kind of freestyle over it all.
Okay.
So that's our what we have as a rhythm section. We use the the rhythm section that most salsa bands have. I mean, a percussion section. With the rhythm section surrounded out by piano and bass, and we've got a four-piece horn section: trumpet, trombone, two saxophones, one tenor saxophone and one baritone saxophone, and we've got our lead singer, Mariela Gonzalez, with her voice soaring above it all. It's a big sound.
Now, can I ask, like, what made you choose Flushing Town Hall? Just curious.
The organizer, Ellen Kodadek, I hope I'm saying her name right, she reached out to us. She had seen us play at a show, and I think she just thought we were a perfect fit for their programming. We are delighted to play in our hometown of New York City and the home borough of four of our members. We got, is that right? Our lead singer, our bass player, and both of our saxophone players all live in Queens. So there aren't as many. Most of the venues we play regularly in New York City are in Manhattan or, in a couple cases, Brooklyn. So we're just thrilled to be playing Queens. Flushing Town Hall, what a great venue, and when we were invited, we jumped at it.
Yeah, they've been having a lot of great entertainment, very multicultural entertainment there. So this would go well. Do you expect people like to be getting up and dancing?
Well, I've been following the kind of programming they have the last few months or year or so, and I'm very impressed with the diversity and the caliber of it. I don't really know the place or its audience that well, but I think we'll make people dance. I mean, people find it hard not to dance at our shows, I think, because there's a groove that's very easy to tap into. It's really a sort of infectious, shake your hips kind of thing. So I imagine some people will be dancing in their seats, and before long they'll be dancing out of their seats.
Oh, okay. Did they tell you which room or whatever that you're getting? Are you going to be up at the theater?
I believe so. I could be wrong. They may have told me the specifics, and I don't quite.
Okay. No, I was kind of curious because, in terms of space-wise, whether there's, I guess it would be in the theater because it doesn't, I'm sure you're going to get a lot of people. And that's, I think, the largest room, although not necessarily conducive to getting up and dancing, but, they can, I guess.
Right. Well, we'll make it happen.
So where do you travel to after that, by the way?
After Flushing Town Hall, we have a few private gigs lined up in the New York area. We're not actually traveling outside the city for a while. We don't have any trips planned after that. One of them, something will come up for sure. So we won't be on the move after that. We'll be staying put, working on this new record, playing some private shows. We'll probably have some public ones that I can't announce quite yet. Our next public date after Flushing Town Hall is at SOB's. That's on November, I think it's November 12th or November 13th. November 12th is it.
Right.
Um, So we'll be here at home in New York City working on our record after that.
And I guess would you be bringing the CDs for people and signing them?
Signing, throwing them into the audience once in a while. Sure, all kinds of things. We press our record to vinyl. Fans of the old school can buy a 12-inch vinyl record of New York Boogaloo.
If people know what that is,
right? Well, you and I do, and although you know we joke about the younger generation and not knowing what these things are, but vinyl's pretty visible and present in today's music world. It's making a real comeback. I think it's part of the response against the less personal quality of digital music, where you don't always get album artwork and you don't always get any notes or anything. A lot of people out there are buying vinyl. They sell vinyl in in Barnes & Noble, and they sell vinyl in Urban Outfitters. I'm not saying that's where I would go to buy vinyl. I'm saying
right.
that's how present it is, or that's how much of a comeback it's making, actually.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Of course, that makes a comeback. Then people now buy the equipment, huh?
Yeah, well,
like a turntable.
I remember reading an article a couple of years ago about how turntables had started outselling CD players.
Really?
So, yeah. Well, the CD is on its way out too. So, it's on its way out for now. I guess these things can be cyclical. There's a lot of turntables being sold right now.
Oh, good. Well, I mean, there's something about, when DJs and then putting
real
up a
DJs
CD.
Who put real DJs who put a record on and aren't sitting there on their computer.
Yeah, I know. Somehow it's like
they're
when
called disc jockeys, right? Discs. There should be discs, the vinyl discs,
right?
Not just pushing a button.
Not button jockeys.
Right. Not keyboard jockeys.
So when you were getting the band together, would you just put out an email, or how did you get the people get bond? Or
yeah, there's no science to that, right? There's no like how to. I know a lot of musicians, so I got the word out verbally through people when I saw them. Hey, anyone who might want to play in this band? I sent emails out. I sent samples of music out. Other people who got interested, they came in and they said, "Oh, my friend so and so would love doing this." And they came in and they brought people in. They said, "Oh, I'm going to come to rehearsal. I'm going to bring my friend so and so." And one by one, people showed up. The band's had some turnover over the years. That's what happens in New York City. You have a big band, and someone's going to drop out. Someone gets a job that that's too inflexible, and someone else finds other music that they want to play, and they drift away that way, and somebody else moves away, and these things happen. But the current lineup is, I couldn't be happier with who we've got, and I'd be happy to rattle off the names of who's playing at this show. And I should have done that before when I was reciting the instruments. But like I said, we have Mariela Gonzalez is singing. The timbales player is Are Sekikuchi. Other percussionists, we're actually going to have four percussionists at this show. So the other percussionists will be Dylan Blanchard, Ronnie Rock, and Teddy Acosta, four guys who know Latin music like they live it and breathe it. Bass player is Rafael Gomez. I almost said Gonzalez. and piano player Kenny Bruno, and the horn section is me on trumpet, John Speck on trombone, tenor saxophone Matt Thomas, baritone saxophone Jonathan Floto. So that's the band, and there'll be that's 11 of us. We sometimes play with 10, sometimes 11, sometimes 9 if it's, you know, when we're playing a small stage. There are going to be 11 of us up there creating a party, and I hope everyone listening, I hope everyone comes out.
Now, I'm just curious as I'm reading here, because I had gotten a press release. It says the piano has Victor Rendon.
Victor Rendon, yeah. Well, they probably asked me for a lineup before I knew for sure who was playing. It's, you know, New York City and things shuffle around. And we have pretty much for every position in the band, I've got two people who play pretty regularly. Sometimes it's one guy almost all the time, someone else just once in a while. But because it's New York City, we all have such busy schedules. So it must have been that at the time I was using a lineup from a current show, and that's what happened.
Well,
so Victor's a
what I'll
Victor's
do is
a
I'll
piano
ask,
player.
I'll ask Jeff to send me like the current of who's going to be there, because when I do the article, I want to get that in.
Okay.
Have the correct names, yeah. That's good. So, and where was the last show you did, by the way?
What was the last show we did? We played SOBs about a week ago.
Oh, okay. So, and I guess that's a pretty big room.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't tell you how many people it fits. SOBs is, yeah, it's a big place, table for dinner and a big dance floor for the dancers. And we play there every few months. You know, it's really the center of at least one of the centers of Latin music in New York City. So they bring us in every few months. We always have a big crowd there. It's always a lot of fun.
Okay. That would be quite different from if you're up at the theater. Unless they
right.
set it up. They may set it up to so that the extra space for the dance floor kind of thing.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how that works.
Yeah, it should be, you know, pretty good. Parking ain't the best, but but the place, there were lots of renovations in the theater, too. So, you haven't seen the place yet then?
I said no, but I've gone online to see pictures of the inside. So I was just
curious if you had the opportunity to see the building, the inside of the building. It's been great having you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk to your show.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the show myself.
Great. Well, I hope to meet you there and be able to say hello in person.
Okay. And I'm going to email Jeff and see maybe if I can get a CD, I could maybe put up some music on my radio show, too.
I'm sure we can work that out.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Jonathan.
Okay. Thank you, Merle. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. So, Spanglish Fly. Okay. And I'm going off the air right now as this ends. Let's see. Well... have a great day.